Before we begin, I have an interesting handout today, thanks to Dr. Keenan. I don't have enough for everybody. You can look on. Those who have Shulchan Aruch, I guess, would stick it in for future reference. This is, we learned the other week that the Shas said that there's no Kedera, it's not normal, rather, for a Kedera to have 60 times its contents. And someone here created a mathematical formula, which he succeeded in making look very complicated, for calculating, which is complicated for calculating. And the region here, he uses algebra rather than geometry to calculate the walls of a kedera and their contents. Now, basically, what he does is he imagines a perfectly round pot, and then uses two pi r for the area, and in that way, pi r squared for the area, and in that way, he comes up with a calculation.
Well, pi r squared is two-dimensional.
Well, yes, right. So you have to do it twice. That's what makes it complicated. You have to multiply it by the height. Well, any one point around, you can use 2 pi r. You have to multiply it by height. So basically, what the bottom line of it is, he has here at the bottom of the page, he takes two examples of a pot and then an example of a soda can, an aluminum can. In the case of a pot, for example, the first one, he talks about something 11 centimeters high, 20 centimeters in diameter. And using his formula, he says that the maximum thickness of the wall, that there could be shishim in it, connected it, would be 0.57, a little over half a millimeter. The actual thickness is 1.4 millimeters. So the actual thickness is more than twice what would be okay for it to be batel b'shishim. So trying to illustrate the fact that it's rare. This second example also is with a typical pot, and he says the maximum thickness of the larger pot would be 0.78 millimeters. Actual thickness is 1.75. Again, more than double the amount, which is, as I'll say, that the pot doesn't have twice its thickness. However, it's interesting, in the case of an aluminum can, which he says is 11 centimeters high and has a diameter of 8.5 centimeters, the calculation of the thickness would be 0.3 of a millimeter, and the actual thickness of a can is a quarter of a millimeter, which is less. So that if you're soda can were ever to become treif, and you ever to cook something in it, it would rebuttal the walls, and it was full, then the walls couldn't toss the contents because it would be batel b'shishim in the contents. Not going to happen, but... aluminum pans. So you have to do the experimenting with aluminum pans. Well, the shaft said anything which is longer and longer, it's rectangular. It's harder to calculate. But the point is that anything which is longer and shallower is going to be more likely to be bottled because there's more bottom than sides. Bottom doesn't have bottom and top. The sides is on two sides. So it's the Shach himself said it's very long and shallow, it's more likely to be bottled, but right, this is from which book is this? From the Meat and Dairy, name of the book. So it's just an interesting thing to have. I don't know if we should say that the mathematics proves what the Shach says, or that from the Shach we see that his mathematics is correct. So however you want to say it. Okay, we're in Tzadik Dalet Sif Gimel. This sif is about someone who sticks a milchke spoon into a fleshige pot. And of course, we're all wondering why are there so many sifim. It's simple, you stick it in, shishim, and a binyayimai. The answer is that we're going to divide our discussion into three parts. Okay. There are copies here if you need. Do you want to pass it down? The Sifalf and Beis talked about the simple case, you stick a milchke spoon into a chicken soup, what the din of the kedera is. Sif Gimel and Dalet talk about the din of the spoon. which should be relatively simple. And then Sifhei talks about Pariv. The most complicated part is Sifhei, where you put a milk spoon into a flesh sugar pot that's cooking, but that's cooking parava, a parava food. So that we'll get to in Sifhei. Let's first do Sif Gimel and Dalet. Sif Gimel and Dalet really should be very simple, except for one tumult in the Shach. It should be relatively simple. And I think if I asked you, if somebody stuck a milk spoon into a chicken soup, that a pot of chicken soup that was cooking, was it in the spoon? So everybody would say, well, the spoon, you have to cash it. Even in the shishim, in the chicken soup against the spoon, that means that the chicken soup stayed fleishig. The spoon doesn't stay meluchik, right? And the spoon, which has blias of milk and blias of meat, would now have to be kasher, and that is the halacha. And there's very little to talk about that's complicated. There's only one issue that's complicated. We'll leave that for last.
Why, when you're cooking up the spoon, you're putting it in for agola?
I will see that in a moment.
You're not cooking basa v'chol.
All right, we'll see in a second. The Taz Gimel will talk about it. Okay, so let's sort of give one dalit carefully. It should be simple, and as I said, there'll be one complication. The top part. Yeah. It's the same issue. If it's in the Zaya, we said it certainly does. And the Chametz Sasecham Kula was the Machlaikis, right? We know that it does go in the whole song. All right, so let's listen carefully to Sif Gimel and see if there's anything that could be controversial. Im yesh samuch levatel hakaf. Someone stuck a milchke spoon into a pot of chicken soup, and the shishim to be mevatel the spoon, hakadera v'hatashul mutarim. The pot and the chicken soup are permitted because they're shishim. Aval hakaf, but the milchke spoon, osur beinim basa beinim chalav. That spoon now cannot be used, not for milchiks, not for fleishiks. Lefi shehi balua mibasa b'chalav, because it has blias of milk originally, blias of meat now. Vafilu b'di'eved oiseres, and this could even answer other things. Im chazru v'tachvua, if afterwards someone placed it into a different kli rishon, beibe basa beibe b'chalav. Now it doesn't matter. If you insert it into a pot of chicken soup or a pot of farina, kozmanchi basyaima v'im ein samach hakel aser. Any time that it's a ben yaimai, if there's no shishim hakel aser, it's not only that; it's also bahanah, basa b'chalav. One of the things we learned in Pesayin was that basa b'chalav, even in blias, is dairaisa. And Bas B'chav Deraisa is also Bahanah. Afilu HaKedera. And then, even the pot will be also Bahanah. The pot, which has Blias of Bas B'chalav, is now Osir Bahanah. Ach. Mota Lassif L'saycha Peiris Etzayne. If you have this tray for pot, this milchika, fleshika pot that has Blias of milk and meat, you're not allowed to have Anah from the Blias. But the metal of the pot, you're allowed to have Anah from. And therefore, you're allowed to place into it Peiris. You want to use it to hold fruit, like tzaynein or something called, kimachin einein ahenem a gofa iser. Then you're having enough from the metal of the pot, not from the blias of the pot, because everything's cold. So if you want to use the pot now as a storage container, obviously not for liquid. If you store liquid, it'll be kavush. But you're using it just to hold apples, so then there's no problem. Now, immediately, we have to remember, the Shach in Sivkot Yud Beis tells us, I'm reading Shach Yud Beis. That's a printing mistake. It just says Sivkot and Gimel. Herachti bezeh. There, the Shach in Sivkot and Gimel, after a long arichus, writes that if you have a tray for pot in your house and you want to use it for cold things, you want to use it just for items that are cold, which technically is mutter. He says, "Kol zeh b'derech arai." This is all to use it temporarily. Avol in bolish damish ba derech kava. Now you're going to take this pot and designate it as somebody holds your fruit as a fruit bowl. Afilu tzaynein aser gezeira shem yishdamish ben chamin. You're going to start using this pot as a fruit bowl, And then it'll come a year from now, a yomtif, and you'll need an extra pot, and you'll pull it out and use it as tamid. So that the shach earlier in Tzadik Aleph Kut and Gimel writes, the Prima Gadim quotes it here as well, that you're not permitted to use it for cold on a permanent basis because of a gezeira. But the etzem, there is no problem with using the pot.
They spoke a few times about a coke in a hotel.
In a glass.
Glass.
So he's spoken a number of times. You have a tray for glass, you go into a hotel, you're having a cold coke. So that's mutter because of what it says here. Even a tray for keli, you're allowed to use it cold. The shach says you can't use it bikfiyas. I guess it depends how often you date. But it's exerry, you use it for chamin, so then they'll... So here it says the Feirish Taka that that's something that's okay. It's interesting that the Mashal has some sort of difficulty, a very difficult Mashal, that Taz Dalet quotes by using a kol. Kosa b'teres chatas, klal pehei, b'shari dura chosa, afilu chamin, lochuf b'yarosh. Let's see, somebody wants to use this trefa pot to heat up shampoo, to soak the head. Elas is ben shai devarim. Or he wants to cook some type of paint, to mix a paint, and use it to paint the house. She'enam tzarech achila, ishtiya, not used to be ingested. Mutter. V'achinagu, there's no problem with that. V'loika mardachai perkei mamidim. Da'asu l'shtamish b'dav alacha kan l'shaynei. See, he says, the tereschatas, which is the Ramah says, you could use it even hot for something that's not consumed. Because of I, ulfi meaning zayesh lahokol gamkein im nesu kaderim rabasa b'cholav. If you have a treifa pot, vachemes leis bishlo by Michael, and later after 24 hours, someone already cooked the food. Now that food is mutter because it's ainah ben yaimai. Now you're having an off in the pot. So he says ainah itzarach lahashluch demei hakaderu lenahar. L'chayiv you're having an off in the pot. The value of the pot you should throw into the nahar. You shouldn't benefit from the pot. The Mari says you have to throw away the value of the pot. He says, no. The pot, the metal of the pot is not treif. The metal, when you cook something in a pot, you're not having enough in the blias, especially if it's ainah ben yaimai. You're having enough in the metal of the pot. The metal of the pot, that's not osir. And therefore, there is no problem at all. But the Marshal, he says, in Perakal Basim, Mimavav chaylik al rama. Kiloi nagu lochaim ela loiga ba'alma, locha faraish. Says to use something to shampoo his mutter. Avaloi mayim aruim l'shum maichel u'mishta. V'haraya d'locha f'roish mutter afil l'chatchila. Okay, tzarech l'hashul t'mei agdera l'noha kan l'shay marshal. Sounds like the marshal is saying that's a sort of a gezeira. Because he's made that the metal of the pot could be used. Because you can use it for shampoo. But he's saying if you used it as ainah ben yaimai, and you have to throw away the value. Now, not the total value of a pot, but the rental value of a pot for one day, or for one use. Chazav ikder shenesra, aval amaychol shenesra, kosev is a veheter, ha'aruch, mashal, tereschata, sarach, lashlichai, davka lebeis hakisei. If you have food which was cooked, now it's also bahanoa, you have to throw it to the bathroom. Avaloi lefnei kelev, afilu ein hakelev shaloi. But not in front of a dog, even if it's not your dog. If somebody has also bahanoa, you cannot throw. Now, of course, it has to happen that we're going to have something with Hilchas Pesach here on the page, because it's almost Pesach. So here, Pesachei Tshuva, hey, brings from Hilchas Pesach that this is a controversy. The Shaila is the following. You have Chometz, Tasa B'Hanah, see if this is an Isser. You want to get rid of it. You now have Hanah from it. Are you allowed to throw it to a Kelev Shel Hefker, to a wild animal, an animal that you, if it's your animal, you have benefit. An animal that you don't have any benefits from feeding. Is that mutter? So the Taz said that it's awesome, which is a Mishnah really in the beginning of the second parak, I think, of Psachim. It's either the Mishnah or the first Gemara in the beginning that it says that afilu behemah shel hefker, it's awesome. So here the Pesachei Tshuva brings in Hey Einber Heitim, which is the Taz. Mashkosav avloy lefnei kelev afilu ena kelev shaloi humi divrei Taz shekosav kei mishemis veheta mashal. The Nesivus disagrees in Hilchas Pesach. The Siman Tov Chesav Katan Yud. The Dafke B'Chometz BePesach. They can't cause a Bira Grosham Ayin Sham. That's one of those things that were Machmir Al Tzuchumra of Pesach, not to give it even to a Behemah Shel Hefker. Uksas Raya Malakamunka Vladamis Beis, etc. That the that there's a machlokes here if throwing something that's asa b'hanah to a kelev shel hefker is asa mikra din, or it's a chumash shel pesach that it's asa. Mishnah Berurah and Tofem Ches brings both opinions, doesn't paskin. And when we learned the sugya, it had a difficulty. What? The chametz is. Asana kosef kilo hem b'shusai.
Right.
So now the question is: someone, God forbid, finds chametz in his house. And I'll say he didn't sell it to a guy. So he finds chametz in his house. He's got to get it out of his house. So he has to destroy it.
He
has to destroy it. Now, could he throw it to a wild dog? Tashbih, so the dog will eat it up.
Could he give it to
the dog will eat it up? No, guy, he'll thank you. The dog, if he thanks you, comes back. That's not a hanah. You're not looking for it to come back. So when I learned this sugya, I had a problem. Why is it most of the rishonim say it's not a hanah to give it to an animal shel hefker? And yet, when I go to the zoo, I see people paying money to take food and give it to somebody else's animal. It's a bigger pleasure to give it to an animal in the zoo than an animal shel hefker. What's the difference?
You're feeding him.
Assuming he's not going to bite you, you're right. If he's about to bite, assuming you're in the house, you're going out. And some people who like animals, who like dogs. It's what?
There's a curious thing.
What? It's entertaining. So that it's for adults, it's not entertaining, only for children. I find most things people say are entertaining for the children are entertaining for adults, but they, if somebody goes to Disney World and takes the kids, it's not because the kids want to come. It's because they need a reason to go. But I don't know. Is it not entertaining? Maybe it's not entertaining. I don't know. It seems that most people, for reasons I can't explain, have some pleasure in giving food to wild animals. I don't know.
Those same people would not buy food to give to a wild dog.
Because they don't want the dog coming back.
No,
but he's on a street corner somewhere.
Yeah.
If I went to somebody else's street corner.
They would not.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're in a zoo.
Okay.
Special thing.
Anyway, there's a dispute. If it comes up, Pesach, don't feed it to wild animals. Everyone's mighty, that's usher. If you have usher b'chalav, you have a shayla. The zoo, you certainly can't buy chavitz. If you go to the zoo, I'm not talking about on Pesach, buying the chametz that they give you. I think we established, by the way, that people go paintballing, that the paintballs are chametz. They're made out of a flour base. And since chametz is also b'hanah, it's not poshut that a person could go paintballing on Pesach. It's not roi l'achila, but the question is not roi l'achila, it's made for painting. Whether you're allowed to paint with it, it could be that it's mutter. I don't know. But Ashave is only if it's Ashave Lachila.
Why would we make this chilek
of
giving it to a
ball?
What's the chumra of
Pesach
and that?
There are a lot of chumras on Pesach, not anywhere else. For the reasons, that's also about no, it's also about mashu, whatever reason. Chametz lo da, no chumras lo chametz. I mentioned this in the beginning of Pesayim, that to me it's a pella, that a blia of basar and a blia of chalav in the wall of a kedera should be basar b'chalav d'araisa. Because derech bishul asra taira, and no cook that I ever heard of would take blias that are in the wall of a kedera and say, oh, I want this food to taste good, I'm going to use blias in the walls of a kedera. So to me, it's a pella that's derech bishul asra taira. That's basar b'chalav d'araisa, if I have a pot with blias of basar and I cook milk, that the blias in the wall are going to be blias of basar b'chalav d'araisa. But, as we saw in the beginning of Pesayim, in the first Chavos Das, the Arayis in the Gemara, that it's Asur, and that's that Chavos Das, the crazy place he paskin. So Lamais is Daraisa, we have a Kasha, but it's still Daraisa. Now, as I said, this is a relatively simple Sif. A Sif Dalid is just a continuation. Imein HaKaf Ben Yaimai, if the Kaf was not used in 24 hours, so also, we all know this. HaKedera V'Atashu Mutarim, the pot and the kedera are mutter, but, and the contents are mutter, v'akaf osu l'chatzchila. Then you have a strange spoon. It's not treif. It's milachik ein ben yaimai, and it's fleishik ein ben yaimai. So it was used for milachiks, not used for 24 hours. Used for fleishiks. So now it's a ben yaimai. It depends how long. But now you can have a spoon in your house. It's not treif. It's milachik and it's fleishik. So what do you do with such a spoon? Hakaf os lechatchila. Beinim basa beinim chalav makama can be diavad ein eiseres kibin shloi hasabas yaima. But diavad it won't answer as long as it's not a ben yaima. Of course it won't answer. And again, a relatively simple halacha. So basically, the din of the spoon is relatively simple. It means if it's not
ainav. It was a milachik ainav ben yoma. You used it with fleishik.
You waited 24 hours.
And now you didn't wait.
You didn't wait. Then it's a ben yoma.
You used it again in fleishik.
Fleishik, so it's ainav ben yoma.
That would be ainav ben yoma as far as the milach.
Ben yoma has to be full 24 hours or 7 days the next day.
24 hours.
It can't be like
can't be not a calendar day. Now I will point out to you Taz Gimel, which many of you have asked in the past. The question was asked, why is it kashering it? You stick a milch a spoon in a fleishig a pad. So Taz Gimel says what we've spoken about. We don't say that what was inserted is like it was kashered. Tiris bagosh aridura. Hagola tzricha reischin. For hagola, it's got to be bubbling. Shemaila resicha, it bubbles. But here they have the rule that it's not kashering unless it's bubbling. This that people say, that if I originally stuck it in, it became usher in a 160 degree liquid, I should be able to do agol in a 160 degree liquid, is l'chayr not true? We have a Kabbalah that Hagolah works. Well, how do we know Hagolah works? Not a logic. It's a Kabbalah. And therefore, the Taz says, if it's not Maila Reischim, we don't have an idea that it does a Hagala. If I, the Asi Lamiti, also a person come to make a mistake. So that's it. Right, the Kaf is the same as a Kedera, that there's a Kedera, you might use it big fears. You might use it. Now, if it's bubbling, okay, dear, if a milchik spoon falls into a bubbling pot of chicken soup, let's say it is ma'ala resicha, so it would be kashered. There is a question as to whether you can kasher in shar mashkin. I believe when Rebelsky was here, he spoke about it. There is a question in the Tshuvas Na'ibi Yehuda, which comes from Rishayim, the Na'ibi Yehuda, talks about lahalacha, whether one can kasher in Shar Mashkin. It's a strange tshuva where people were in a besieged city and they had no water, but they had other liquids, and they wanted to know if they could kasher in other liquids. Chocolate. Rebelsky talked about kashering the chocolate machines, which he explained. I didn't understand that if you put in water, it could explode for some reason. Remember he said that? Some chemical reaction with whatever's in there, and it could cause an explosion. I don't know, but at any rate, he talked about kashering the chocolate, not kashering from treif, but I think he talked about kashering from either from milchik separiv or from kidneys for now the question. So that is a question, and we pass him b'shas tzachak to be mekel. The question is chicken soup shar mashkin. It's almost all water. I don't know what it says in Hilchos Hagolah, but we're learning Hilchos Chametz now. There's an interesting halacha that may peiris amachmitz miyad. Water needs 18 minutes to be machmitz, and may peiris with chayshish is machmitz miyad. And it says that chicken soup is like because it's a chashash of a mashu of water. So the question is, maybe it's not a rye. The chicken soup has a mashu of water mixed in. So I want to bring a rye that has something like shar mashkin. But I would assume that a soup is like shar mashkin. So the question is a scientific question, whether whatever water does, this would also do. And chicken soup has a higher boiling point than water. That's why chicken soup stays hotter. And it does change.
If you eat the broccoli, can you put the matzah in the soup?
Can you put matzah in the soup?
And eat it quickly, or are you saying you have to be high?
If you eat the broccoli, don't. If you like, oh, I don't eat kebrot, you can't argue any logical questions. It's a minig not to eat kebrot, and we don't eat kebrot.
No, that's what I say. Those who eat kebrot, I'm saying.
Those who eat kebrot could put it in the chicken soup. Yeah. Well, don't put any flour in. Put only baked mats in.
But no flour.
No flour. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We had a shaila in one of our stores that we give a hechsher if they can sell the Sephardi soft matzahs. If the women are going to buy it for Pesach, you know, but it's a shash. So he told them they have to put up a big sign, you know, this is a matzah, Laminig Sephardi. They said, no, not all the Sephardim use it. I think only the Syrians use it. So you have to write Laminig Syria. But, you know, it comes to Pesach, I don't think any of the ladies are going to buy soft matzahs. The ladies, just the machmir, the ladies, or the machmir, they don't need it. Okay, I said Sif Gimel and Dalet are easy except for one shaila, and this is a repeat of a shaila that comes up again and again. We've discussed it in the past. It's probably the most complicated issue in Hilchos Basar V'Challah. The issue is the following. Now listen before you ask, because you're going to confuse everybody else. If you're confused, stay confused, just give everyone else a chance. The issue is the same issue which we discussed numerous times and comes up in two forms. The question here is the following. There's going to be a machlekes to Shach and the Bach. The question is this. I cooked milachiks 9 o'clock in the morning. I cooked farina in a pot. Then, later, in the afternoon, I cooked chicken soup
in the same pot.
How do I measure the 24 hours of Eina Ben Yaimai? From when do I measure it? Now, listen carefully, because you have to hear the whole question. I cooked, let's make it simple. 9 in the morning, I cooked farina. 9 in the evening, I cooked chicken soup. Chicken soup was kosher, but it became treif because of the belia of the farina which went in. The walls, now I threw out the chicken soup. The walls now have belias of milk and belias of meat. Both are in the walls. Now, naturally, if I wait 24 hours from the second cooking, everything's in Eina Ben Yaimai. The issue becomes an issue. If it's 24 hours from the cooking of the milk, but not 24 hours from the cooking of the chicken soup.
9 the next morning.
And, in other words, past 9 the next morning, someone cooks. Now, obviously, if someone cooks milk, there's nothing to talk about. It's within 24 hours of the chicken soup. But someone doesn't cook milk. Either someone cooks another chicken soup, or even somebody cooks something pariv. And do I have a right to say, look, l'chatchila, I wasn't allowed to cook. But the eved, there are no milk blias that are going to come out. It's only meat blias that are going to come out. And since there are meat blias that are going to come out, it's fleshik, it's not milk. That is the issue. 1 minute, good. That's the issue. The issue itself could take on a second level of shaila, and that is if I cooked basar b'chalav in the morning and I cooked water in the evening, does the water refresh the blia and make it a new blia to start the new 24 hours? So this is an issue which we have discussed numerous times in the past, and the issue is the tzad iser is, what do you mean? At 9 o'clock it was nasa nevela. That wasn't kosher chicken soup. That was treifa chicken soup. The chicken soup is nasa nevela. It's gufa iser. And therefore, when it goes into the pot with anything within 24 hours of that chicken soup, should be osis treif and the chicken soup, which is now treif. The comeback to that would be, well, the chicken soup is only treif because of the milk. So let's learn shach yud, see the machlek is the back of the shach, and try to have an understanding of it. Kozmanshi bas yaima, pirish mishas hatchiva, 24 hours from when the spoon was put in. Now here we're talking that the spoon was milachik into chicken soup. Let's say the spoon was used for milk 9 in the morning, and now it's put into a pot of chicken soup 9 in the evening. So pirish mishas hatchiva. Anytime it's within 24 hours of the later cooking, when the spoon was put into the chicken soup, even if it's not 24 hours from the time that the spoon absorbed the milk, Nasa Nevela Ve'oiseres Achakach Afilu B'diavet. As long as it's 24 hours from when the spoon, now the Lashon here, Tchiva Rishayna, is a little misleading, means B'shas HaTchiva. That means at the time he stuck the milchik spoon in, the milchik spoon was a ben yayma, nas nevela, made the chicken soup nevela. As long as it's 24 hours from the time that it was stuck in, upashutu, and the pshach holds lachumra, it's pashut that the basar was nas nevela and it asers. V'chein kasev yisavet to become a duchti. The Bach says it's Pashit the other way. Upashitu the Tosu. And the Shach says that it's Pashit that the Bach is making a mistake. It's not 24 hours in the second Tchiva. We say second Tchiva, we mean the spoon originally became Melachik in the morning. That's the Tchiva Rishayim. And now it got stuck into the chicken soup in the evening. If it's 24 hours from the evening, then hakol mutter. The hidnas nevelim become makam hashlan nice in time of amu mutter. Avavade lechatchila osel letoichvay atilu bishar devarim afila ina basiyayim ikimid nas nevelim atchila. Chatchila it's also because gzeira ina ben yaimai ato ben yaimai. But the machloikis is in a case where you stuck it into farina in the morning, and the same spoon was placed into chicken soup 9 o'clock in the evening, and then the next day midday, this spoon was used for what? It was used, again, for farina 9 in the morning, for chicken soup 9 in the evening. If the next day it was put into milachix, there'd be no shayla, since it was within 24 hours of the chicken soup. But the next day it was put into a new chicken soup, midday. So, the Bach says, it's 24 hours in the milk, no problem. The Shach says, what do you mean? There was nas nevela from the chicken soup. Well, we all understand the Shach, l'chayra, is pashut. There was nas nevela, and it should be us. So, Rabbi Akiva Eger here brings two ha'aris. The first ha'ara is the Prima Gadim Sa'ara, and with Prima Gadim is Marech, and the second is the Chavis Das. So since Rabbi Akiva Eger is on the page, and he had the gift of writing things briefly and concisely, so we're going to learn it here.
Pashutu?
No, Pashutu, right. So here you have both the Bach and Shach saying something is Pashut. So we definitely need some help. L'chayra lav Pashut. Vegas says not so simple. So let's take these arguments one at a time. The first argument is the argument we had. The basa becomes the vela in the spoon. From the milk which comes into the chicken soup. So lechayra, it becomes nasa nevela. So what's pshat in the shach that it's muta? A cholov nifgam. The cholov itself is pogum. Why? Damasha yotza. Any milk that came out into the pot, bottle besamach. Vasha vanisher bikadeira nifgam. And whatever remained, it says bikadeira, it means bekaf. Anything that remained, he means in the wall of the spoon, nifgam became in a binyayma. Vikivan de basa shanas nevela meha cholov. Basa which became nevela from the cholov. Deina nesar. He leaves you the rest of the sentence. Deina nesar yochalesar yoiser. B'makim shein eser atzma yochalelasham. The gamle inyan eser levtamus gam amrino kei kavashkasav ramasim kuf lamdal tziv beis. So he's saying here to defend the shach. That he's saying that, what do you mean? This the shach, and explain the shach and the bach. He's explaining what is the machlaikis. The bach holds that chaticha das nevela, and the shach is machmir and the bach is mekel. The shach holds that it's nas nevela, and therefore, when the blia now is in the spoon, it's a fresh blia from within 24 hours. Why is the Bach mekel? So he defends the Bach. He explains that the Bach holds, look, the chicken soup only became also from the milk. Now, it's a very important point. He's saying, if there was no shishim in the pot, in the contents of the pot, so then I would agree, the milk comes out, it's refreshed, it has a new life, and it comes back into the spoon, I would agree. That's not the case. The case is that there is shishim in the pot, in the contents of the pot. Any milk that came out of the spoon and went into the pot dissipated. It disappeared. So all that we're left with is the milk that's in the spoon, meyikrei, from the very beginning. The contents of the pot were not nas nevela, because they had shishim against the milk. So we're only concerned with whatever is belua in the spoon. Whatever is belua in the spoon, he says, ein aneser yachal eser. The chicken can't asa, but makim shein iser atzma yachal elisham. If the milk itself can only asa for another 12 hours, so then the chicken was absorbed milk and became asa, could only asa for 12 additional hours. And therefore, once the 12 hours are up, the bach is right. And the chicken soup can't, the spoon can't ask. Now, very important to point out that we are talking here not similar to what we discussed earlier, which was when the contents of the pot were not shishim. When it wasn't shishim, we said the bli is refreshed when it's basa b'cholav and it goes back into the spoon, you need it 24 hours. We're not talking about that now. Here we're talking about that there was shishim. So the only milk that remained is the milk that was always residing in the walls of the spoon. That milk becomes an enabin yaymai, an enan esi yachal eser, but makam shein esatzu yachal elasham. And therefore, the Bach is right, that it can't aser more than 24 hours from the original bliya of the milk.
But what about the basar that enters the spoon?
What about the basar? But that basar is mutter, because there's shishim in the kedera. So if I'm the kedera, it's mutter. So in the spoon it becomes aser. On that you have ena nesar yachal eser, but makom shein esar tzav yachal elasham. If the milk which asa the chicken soup can only asa for 12 hours, so then the chicken soup which becomes asa from the milk can also only asa for 12 hours.
That's the milk coming out into the soup. Well, it came out as done.
Right.
But you have chicken soup placed going into the spoon. Right. There you have milk. So you have milk and meat together.
So you have milk and meat together in the walls of the spoon.
Right.
And that in the walls of the spoon, it's not in the veil, it's treif. But the lifespan of this iser is according to its weakest link. What? It's a new iser, basa b'chalav. But that iser was caused by the milk going into the meat. And for that we have our rule that the nesar, the new iser, which became aser, can't aser more than the iser. So that not, because we only say blias get old when they're in a kedera. When they're in food, even if they last for 10 years, well, they get spoiled. But it doesn't become pogum because of passage of time in food. It only becomes pogum in mateches or cheres. It only becomes also in. The pot itself should only be also for an hour. So that was saying is that since the food is also forever, that food now turns around and also the pot. That the bleus of milk, which were always in the wall, the taka will expire after 24 hours. But the bleus of the new bus of bachalav, which is. The pot has bleus of milk and meat. It's 23-hour milk. So there we're saying that bleia the pot got was for meat that was nasa nevela. And since the meat was nasa nevela, so therefore it'll last for a new 24 hours. It's not the same as the bleia in the walls of the spoon. The bleias in the wall of the spoon got its sister in the walls of the spoon, in a place where it could only be also for an hour. In your case, the bleis became iser in Be'en, which is the iser lailam vayed. There, the basa b'cholav was a basa b'cholav without a time clock. In the pot, it's chicken soup, bleis and milk, which are also lailam vayed. So now, that goes into the walls of the pot without any time. But that issa begins in the walls of a kedera. That issa starts in the walls of a kedera. In the spoon. In the walls of the spoon.
Right, in the walls of the spoon. So now that is, before you put it into the pot, it's kosher. No problem. Now you put it into the chicken soup. the chicken soup now has less of a salt inside the spoon. Why is that only an hour?
Why is it only an hour? What's being asked, and to try to be clear about it, is why it is that was saying that if there was no shishim and a 23-hour-old bli of milk goes into meat, it creates a new iser, and that pot now only gets a whole 24 hours to aser. And in the spoon, we're saying a 23-hour-old spoon that's put in, and there is shishim, was saying that it's only going to aser for one more hour, because after that, the bli of the milk expires. The difference is, let me say my answer first. The difference is that in food, it gets a new lease on life. A blia that goes into food, a 23-hour-old blia that goes into food, now asses the food forever and ever. When a blia of milk goes into chicken, that chicken is be'en, and it's also lo'ilam voed. We now created a lo'ilam voed iser, and now when that iser goes into a pot, it needs a new 24 hours to expire. It's not the same as when the chicken soup goes into the walls and it becomes iser at a time that the iser can only asa for 1 hour. It's not like in the be'en. In the be'en, the iser could asa now forever and ever. In the walls of the kedera, though, the meat that goes into the walls is only belaya from a milk which is in walls of a kedera. And that iser, that milk is milk which doesn't have a new lease on life. It's milk which is still trapped in the walls of the kedera. And that milk can only asa for 1 hour. And therefore, the neser can't asa more than the milk.
But take out the milk completely. Still, what you have left, the pound of chicken soup, is already
mustabakal. No, it's not, because there was shishim in the pot. If there were no milk, if I would know for sure there's no milk in the spoon, everything came out into the pot, then everything would be mutter.
Chicken soup goes into the spoon. Forget about what comes out. I'm saying the nasa in the walls of the spoon.
Right.
That chicken soup that entered the walls of the spoon now became basabakala.
The nasa nevela in the walls of the spoon is subject to the klal of eina nesa yachaleser, which means that the chicken soup, which becomes also from the milk, can't be worse than the milk. If there would be no shishim, it also can't be worse than the milk, but the milk can now ask it forever, because it came out into a bed. But in the walls, it can't be more than the oyster, and the oyster in the walls is something which only has an hour left of time. And that's the difference between the two cases. There is shishim, but there's no shishim.
Let's extend this now. If I take a half a letter, put into just plain boiling water.
You mean there's no shishim? No, well, if there's no shishim, it certainly doesn't start. Yeah, but if there's no shishim, it's not a question, because even if you stick it into chicken soup, it doesn't restart the clock. So kolchke in water, it doesn't restart. Because that's this case where there is shishim, and we're explaining the Bach now, who says that doesn't restart the clock. Right.
And he used it, let's say, not the sink, he used Tuesday morning. Make it every Monday night. Okay, and you have poured in, let's say, 12 hours later, you poured in some boiling water from a power china. When is it? It's been Yoima that you pass it.
Okay, let me tell you something about Pesach, because Pesach is different, Lakula in this case. I'll explain why. You should know, there are two issues. One, which I want to just deal with for a second, because it has to do with Pesach, and your real question, which is water by Isser, which we'll deal with in a bigger Arichos. Okay, first of all, we're going to deal now with the following question, which is being posed. If I cook water in a fleishig pot, does it renew the fleishik so that I have another 24 hours, which we'd rather have once before, but we'll deal with again. Now, the question was posed in the case of chametz. We know where our minig is that before we kasher our stainless steel sinks or anything, we do not use it for 24 hours. The question is, what happens if I use it within 24 hours, but not for chametz? Does that change anything? In the case of chametz, it doesn't. Chametz before Pesach is called heter. A terabola. to the degree, actually, Machlokes Rishayim was called a Teira Bala, but we paskin, it's a Teira Bala that it does not renew the Bliya. It's not part of that Teira. And therefore, although we tell the women, before you kasha the sink, don't use it for any hot for 24 hours, if it was used for just plain hot water within 24 hours, that doesn't really matter. Because it's an exception, it's different than our case, because it's a Teira Bala. So at that time, the Bli of Chametz, which came out, is Heter, and there's a Machlokes, if you call it a Teira Bala, Isura Bala, but Kaidim Pesach, we still call it a Teira Bala, it's not about that Teira, and Erev Pesach is a Shaila, but therefore, the exact case you gave, the Halacha is that it's Mutter. But the underlying question, what would be the Din by Basa B'Chalav, by milk? So I'll allude you to Simen Kuf Gimel, which is a maramakim that you should try to remind yourself of as often as we should try to remind ourselves as often again. The last sif in Kuf Gimel, which is otherwise not a very famous simon at Simonim Go. And there it says, no, you don't have it in your copies. I'm sorry. Kuf Gimel Sif Zayin. Those have a shulchan aruch to look at it. Here it talks about a kedera of basa b'chalav. The Mechaber says kedera shibulua mebasa b'chalav shespasu ba biyachad or b'zeachazeh. You have a kedera that has basa b'chalav in it. The kaidim shavar laila echad b'chayshish rabbeinu tam here. So we're talking about even one night didn't pass. Huchmu ba mayim. You heated up water. The question was, does water renew the bliya, give it what we would call a new lease on life, reset the 24-hour clock. Once it's iser, you have a tray for pot, you cook water in it, that renews the bliya. The bliya gets a new 24-hour time clock, and it starts again the whole 24 hours. It's identical to what we're saying in Asif, that if there'll be no samach, and the milk, 23-hour old milk, went into the chicken, that it would get a new 24 hours. The Ramah adds, "Waminin avalim avra laila mutter," but here was samach Rabbeinu Tam. The chayim avra laila bein bishul basar lechalav. If it passed a night between the cooking of the meat to the cooking of the milk, afagad da'achak achuchmu hamayim miyad nami dina hachi wadim b'chali surim. He says that with Samech HaRabbeinu Tam there, by water, it's a machlaikis, you know, Mechaber Ramah, we say chatichanas nevela. By meat into milk into meat, everyone holds chatichanas nevela. Into water, Mechaber holds, you don't say chatichanas nevela, but it's called shari surim, and the Ramah holds that you do. But since it's a machlaikis, with Samech HaRabbeinu Tam, that overnight is as good as Eina Ben Yaimai, and there, once it's Eina Ben Yaimai, nami dino hachi. But, and the underlying Isser, which is not the Shaila of Rabbeinu Tam, the Shaila of cooking water, you have here Beferish, that water? If you cook what? Pachas Meshishim water. That renews a Bliya if it's a Bliya of Isser. And the Prima Garden here on Shach Yud brings this down. It's interesting, he doesn't, I was astonished, no one brings Simakov Gimel, because this is the first place to look. But he does, because the Prima Gadim brings the Sefer HaTrumas, his Matamiya on him. At the very end of the Prima Gadim, he says, the Sefer HaTrumas is Simukov Gimel Sazayin, and Visham Makaymai. So his whole Tumul is based, I guess it should say his Sefer HaTrumas on the side, but he's because of Bala HaTrumas, it says, that this is the Maram Mokim for this particular Shaiva.
Who would pass it to the Shach of the Baal?
We're machmir like the Shach. We're certainly machmir. Let's finish the Rabbi Kiveg. I told you two ha'aras. This is his first ha'ara, and Uva Ulai, Rabbi Kiveg says, Ulai Savar HaShachlin, Yenisa Basa B'chal, Vayaminu Yenzein HaNeser, Vayaminu Yenzein HaNeser. Period. He says, maybe the Shach doesn't agree that you say the rule of Ein HaNeser Yochel Eser in such a case. This is the Prima Gadim's defense of the Bach, and Rabbi Kiveg's explanation. The second is the Chavis Das's defense. If you look at the Chavis Das, there's something missing there in the Lashon. There's Agos Rabbi Kiveg on the Chavis Das, who sticks in sort of what's missing to shtim with what he says here. And that's the following. Let's chaza for a minute. Last week at the end we had sif days. It's always good to chaza. If you stick a spoon, milk a spoon in chicken soup, and the shish, and you pull it out, and then you put it in a second time, the Mechaber said you need twice shishim, because it's nasa neveila. You need twice shishim. The Ramah said, no, it's enough one time shishim. The explanation that we had was that the Ramah is mitzarif, too coolis, to be makel. When you stuck in the spoon the first time, you pulled it out, everything's nasa neveila, you need another shishim. So he's mitzarif two things. One is, the Ramban shita is, that we don't say chaticha das nevela on a bliya, only on a be'en. When you put in the spoon, it was shishim. Nothing was nas nevela be'en. Only in the spoon itself, it's nas nevela. The Rabban said, in a spoon itself, in a bliya, you don't say chaticha das nevela, only on food. Now we don't pass like the Rabban by himself, but here we have a tziruf. The tziruf is, the Taz was mesupik about a ladle or any spoon that you put into a kli rishon, and you pull it out, and it's empty, whether that has a din of a kli rishon. There's a strong tzad to say that now it's a kli sheni. If it's a kli sheni when you pull it out, so then there's no cooking of the blias in the walls of the spoon, and therefore we can be mekel, because it doesn't cook the basa b'chalav. Once you pull it out, it's a kli sheni. So it's tziruf of the Ramban, plus the suffix, if it's a klisheini, is the basis for the kula of the Ramah. The Shach, the Rav Kiva and the Chavos Das point out that you have exactly the same two tzerufim on the spoon here. It's exactly the same thing. Here, the spoon was used for milk this morning, 9 a.m. At 9 p.m., it was inserted into a chicken soup and removed. Next day, after 9 a.m., we have to judge what's the din of the spoon. So we said, the Shach said, what do you mean? The spoon is delay, chaticha nas nevela. We have the same two tzerufim. Then you don't say chaticha nas nevela on a blia, and this is a blia in the walls of a spoon. And that once you pull the spoon out, it might be a klisheni, and it doesn't cook at all. And Bas B'chol only if it cooks together. So let's see inside, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Gam, three lines at the bottom of the Reb Kiva Eger. Gam hakol zman shakaf teicha kedera. As long as the spoon's in the kedera, loy nasa habasa nevela. It doesn't become nevela. We call that mekusher. Kol zman the walls of the spoon are tied into this pot. Nothing in the walls of the spoon become nevela. Va'acher shoytziu akaf yesh beis tzedadim lehatir. Once you pull out the spoon, you have two tzerufin to be makel. The yesh svara deleiav akaf as kli rishon. There's a svara that once you pull out the spoon, it's not a kli rishon. The yesh svara deblu alei nas nevela. And there's a svara that blias are not nas nevela. Kamesh kosa trumas hadeshen linyan tochav akaf beis parmin, which was sif beis, was trumas hadeshen. And came b'tziruf gam kena svara deina nesar. Especially if you add my first svar of Eina Nasa Yeshlahatir, at least Behevsin Meruba, the Tzarchi and Ledima. He says, L'chayri could be make like the Bach, at least Behevsin Meruba, the Tutsarufim. And nevertheless, we're always afraid to start up with a Shach, so he ends up with the Tzarchi and Ledima. So these are the two Ha'oris on the Shach, what he says is Pashatu, the first Ha'or of Eina Nasa, the second Ha'or that we have the same Tutsarufim as we had in the previous Sif. And these are reasons to be makel on the kaf in the way we count the 24 hours. Now, okay, this is, as I said, the din of the spoon is simple, except for this one tomol, the place, the bach and shach.
Which is the extra thing they need to
retire? Yeah, I once mentioned that you need an ikker tziruf all the time, and the question is, which is the ikker thing? I assume that the Ramban is the ikker tziruf, because If you'll cover what I'm saying, we said that really the Ramah is Maida by Lach Balach, that we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela by Lach Balach. There's a strong svara that by Lach Balach things mix evenly, and you shouldn't say Chaticha Nas Nevela, they mix evenly later. Blias are like Lach Balach, they're an even mixture. And there's a svara not to say Chaticha Nas Nevela on Blias. But be that as it may, I think that's the Ikashita, and that's the tzirah. I do want to point out to everyone, I don't know, more chickens were brought to my house in the last in the last 6 months than in the previous 6 years. I don't know what's going on. There are many chickens that are come through with globs of blood in them. I don't know why. It's not really trefa shilas, but dam shilas. If you do have a chicken with a lot of blood on it, you have to cut away the blood. If it has doesn't make a treif, but the coagulated blood should be cut away before you cook it. L'chatchila. I mentioned he has a chicken here, but it's not a bloody one.
On the joint.
I want to tell you, I learned Hilchos Treifus, and when I finish, I put in my Chochmas Adam one page, maybe it's two sides, the shaylos that come up to a Rav. Because we don't get any kidneys or any other organs.
No good stuff.
We get a lot of this. Now, the only thing in this piece of chicken that could be a shaylos Treifus is only one thing. He's concerned that this is very stiff. You can even see it's very white. Obviously, the chicken had some form of
arthritis?
Either arthritis or that's more than arthritis. There's a condition where muscles turn to calcium. I know somebody who has a condition where muscles over life turn to calcium and they don't work. It's not treifus. It doesn't make a treif. It's nothing. The only thing that could be treif about a bottom of a chicken, the only time you have to ask a rav is if there's a break in this piece, this bone will never be treif. If there's a break in this piece, anytime it's in the top, the bottom half, it goes against your logic. Your logic, you would think the further away from the guf of the animal, the more kosher it is. Not so. A break in the bone from here to here is when you have to show it to a rav. And really, a break in the bone is not a treifus. You've heard the expression sumas hagidin, right? What are sumas hagidin? Sumas hagidin are they're more than two, a bunch of muscles or tendons, I don't know what the technical word for it is, that control the movement of the leg. And they travel. See, God you ever notice there's a nick in this bone? Right? You've eaten a drumstick. You know there's a bone is shaped this way, and he has a very convenient little nick. So the engineer who designed the chicken made this for the muscle which moves the leg of a chicken. Rabbanim, who do shows for Hilchos Treifus, like to get the chicken with the leg, and they get a hold of, you see here this white, yeah, string sticking out. It's actually the string, which is the tumas hagidin. Once you cook it, it becomes very, very soft, and you really can't, you almost can't identify it. It turns black. This goes all the way through, and it controls the feet. If you had the feet, and you sliced this, and you pulled it here, you would wiggle the toes of the chicken. The rib in the tumas hagidin, in the part of the tumas hagidin, which is closest to the joint, is what makes a treif. Now, this tumas hagidin is undisturbed. There's no treifus. You can see it through here. You can even see it through the skin, the white line that comes down right here, right? Yeah. Comes down. That's this muscle, which comes down, the muscle tendon. I don't know the technical term, and that's the only thing that's treif. Now, halacha is, anytime you have a break within three etzbais of the joint, we're chayshish that the tumas hagidin were ripped, even if we don't see it ripped. After three, there's a minig lahachmir, we have a minig to machmir on everything, so we're machmir half the bone, which in this case is not much more than three etzbais anyway. We're machmir half the bone. The makan hefsid, if it's more than three etzbais, and less than half the bone, we look at the tumas hagidin, if they appear to be intact, so we're machshir it, let's say Erev Shabbos, or is it with pasul the whole chicken soup, then we're makel. But that's basically the only thing that could be treif. In Lomdis, the only thing that could be treif is the tumas hagidin. This string over here, this white, rectangular. It's not round. It's sort of a flat. The only thing that's treif. Lomais of it, anytime it's broken, we assume that there's a problem. But again, if the break is not bloody, we assume the break happened in the flicking machine.
So what happened to this chicken?
This chicken is good. The only thing unusual about the chicken is that he has some type of condition here. He has more calcium here than he should have. Well, it's not good for the chicken, but it's good for us. It doesn't add to the taste of the chicken, but it's kosher. Okay? Arthritis would be inside. That's why it's not arthritis. It's a worse condition.